This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Sylvia R. Lozoya. Date of birth is October the 5th, 1959. Case ID number 2827403. Date of exam, May the 26th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a disability report dated 10/21/21. COVID-19 status. The claimant denies being exposed to COVID-19 or having had it in the past. She denies having symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, or diarrhea. She has not tested positive for COVID-19 or been around any family members who have had COVID-19. She did receive two vaccines for COVID-19 in 2021 and one booster shot in 2021. Precautions were taken during this examination to protect both parties involved. Identifying information. This is a 62-year-old married female with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of osteoarthritis, high blood pressure, and gastritis. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was on February the 1st, 2004, where she worked as a provider for 5 years and also worked at Dickey's for 2 years. During the time that she worked as a provider, she worked 4 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. When she worked at Dickey's, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, her husband is working, and they live in a trailer house, and they are not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, osteoarthritis. Number two, high blood pressure. Number three, gastritis. History of allegations. The claimant states that in 2021, she started to develop severe osteoarthritis of her fingers and her hands, as well as in her knees. She denies having any x-rays performed and denies having fractures, surgeries, or any injections given. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the evening. The claimant states that objects have a tendency to fall out of her hand as she feels weakness in both hands. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 1 hour, climb one flight of stairs, and bend over to pick up clothes. She's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She's unable to open up a jar top. The claimant has no assistive devices that she uses at this time, and she occasionally takes Motrin 400 milligrams QD, which does give her relief. She does no other physical activity at this time. Her physician is Dr. Ariana. Allegation number two, high blood pressure / hypertension. The claimant states that in 2017, she was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, and occipital headaches along with blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. She is presently on no medications for her blood pressure, and her blood pressure at this time was 158 over 88 mmHg, which is normal. Allegation number three, abdominal pain / gastritis / gastroesophageal reflux disease. The claimant states that in 1980, she was having severe heartburn in the epigastric area that radiated to her back that she would have for 1 to 2 hours duration and at least 3 times per week. She denies any symptoms of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, bulimia, hematemesis, or weight loss, but does feel weakness. She is food intolerant to spicy food, menudo, and coffee. At the present, she was diagnosed with gastritis/gastroesophageal reflux disease and is presently taking omeprazole 40 milligrams QD. Family history. The claimant did not know her father and was not close to her mother and does not know of their heart or their health conditions. Medications: diclofenac 75 milligrams POQD, Motrin 400 milligrams QD, PRN for pain, and omeprazole 40 milligrams QD. Medical problems: hypertension, gastritis, osteoarthritis, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any history of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 162 pounds, height 5 feet 4 and a fourth inches tall, BP 158 over 88 mmHg, heart rate 85 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 28. General. This is a 62-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms but did have tenderness of her hands. There was mild joint swelling around her fingers, but no erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted except in her finger area. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings, in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table with ease. The claimant did have difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, but was able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, she requires no assisted devices at this time. neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 4 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light, touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength is plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally. X-ray of the right hand, no acute findings. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of her hands and knees. She is unable to heel, toe, walk, but can tandem walk in a normal manner with minor restrictions. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment secondary to osteoarthritis and limitations in her hand movements. Probable diagnoses: osteoarthritis, confirmed with physical examination and x-rays. The claimant does have problems with objects falling out of her hands. Number 2, high blood pressure / hypertension. Not being treated at this time. Blood pressure at this visit was 158 over 88 mmHg, which is normal. Number 3, gastritis / gastroesophageal reflux disease. Being treated at this time appears to be well controlled with omeprazole 40 milligrams QD. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of Sylvia R. Lozoya.